The Black Hills Celtic Society celebrates the birthday of Scots poet Robert Burns every year. The Bard of Scotland, the Plowman's poet, was born in the middle of the 18th century and died young. But before he went, he produced 12 children by 4 women and an impressive collection of poetry and song. His birthday, which is actually today, January 25th, is celebrated wherever Scots live throughout the world. And that includes Rapid City. SDPB's Victoria Wicks joined the group Saturday night.
May those who love us, love us. And for those who do not love us, may God turn their hearts. And if he cannot turn their hearts, may he turn their ankles so that we shall know them by their limping.
We'll start with a toast given by Celtic Society President Jim Byrne, but we're really getting ahead of ourselves. At a Burns night, the toasting comes after the haggis. Remembrance of Burns' life also traditionally comes after the meal has been taken, but we'll shake up the order and hear from Bill Knight explaining why Burns' legacy lives on.
He was a farmer. He did many trades. He was a womanizer. He was married, still a womanizer, had many kids, many different. So he wasn't upbeat citizen, but his writings just dug at Scottish unity against the English. It just made him immortal. So I celebrate him all over the world.
A little bit of a drink or two?
Oh, it goes with it.
It's very difficult to read because he wrote in the dialect.
Ron Hunter says Burns wrote in the language of the Lowland Scots.
The Scottish dialect in the Lowlands is something left over from the old Angle days when the Angles invaded and drove out the Picts. And it's awful. It's a whole different language. But it's not Gaelic. The Highlanders spoke Gaelic. The Lowlanders didn't necessarily.
Hunter says as much as he was known for his poetry, Burns is also remembered for his songs and is credited with writing, or at least adapting, 400 to 500 of them. Hunter says unlike many other poets, Burns found success within his lifetime.
The interesting thing is there have been Burns nights since the first one was about 3 or 4 years after his death is when they started in Scotland. They're very well known in England and the United States, and wherever there are Scots.
Robert Burns is the star at Burns Nights, but the haggis has co-star status at the supper. Ron Hunter's description of the dish is not inviting.
It's a natural casing, which is the paunch of the sheep, and then they take all that's left over after they butcher the sheep, and they put it in there with oatmeal and whiskey and onions and whatever, and cook it. So you end up with this great big sausage.
But Bill Knight says it has an undeserved negative reputation.
It's a fun dish. It should be tried. Don't be scared of it. It won't hurt you. It's not all liver. It's just a nice blend of sweet meats and oats and spices.
Those are steel-cut oats, by the way. Knight has done a lot of haggis tasting on his extensive travels to try to find the prototype recipe. Turns out there isn't one.
A gal over there in Scotland said, our haggis is like your chili or meatloaf. It's a little bit different everywhere you go in the country. So I thought, that's interesting. I'm glad to know that, so I can never make it wrong. She says, well, probably not. But, you know.
The carrying of the haggis into the room is traditionally accompanied by a piper, but the society couldn't find one for the evening. But this is radio. We're magic. So we'll give them their piper. This is Burns' song, A Man's a Man for All That. Research tells me that's a good one for this part of the ceremony. Bill Knight and his wife Sally prepared the haggis, and he carries it around so the guests can admire it, and then places it on the head table. There, Bridget Flatley is waiting to deliver Burns' poem addressed to a haggis.
Fair far your honest sonsy face, great chieftain of the pudding race. Above them all you take your place, pinch or tripe or thurn. Well are you worthy of a grace as long as my arm.
Hi.
Yeah, hi.
You might have noted Bridget's last name, Flatley. Aye, she's related to that Flatley, or so I was told. The Celtic Society includes not just Scots, but descendants of people from any of the seven Celtic nations, which includes Flatley's Ireland, as well as Breton in France and Galicia in Spain. Flatley continues the poem to mark the cutting of the haggis.
His knife see rustic labor dight, and cut you up with ready slight, trenching your gushing entrails. Are you trenching his gushing entrails? But mark the rustic haggis fed. Ooh, the trembling earth resounds his tread. Do it. Come on. Oh, come on. The trembling earth resounds his tread. Come on, tremble the earth. Tremble the earth. Okay.
If poetry were taught with this degree of gusto, elementary children would dream of growing up to be poets. After dinner, it's time for the toasting, and it's tradition for the men to toast the women. Jim Byrne reads a poem honoring some of the women of the Celtic Society and ends with this.
If I had talent like Rabbi Burns did to express my love for the lasses, I'd recite some more, but I don't, so I won't. I bid all to lift up your glasses.
Gentlemen, rise.
To the lasses.
Sláinte.
And then it's the women's turn to toast the laddies. One of the women at the back of the room calls out a short one, up with kilts.
Is that a request or an order?
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind?
Robert Burns has been gone for more than 220 years, but the intrigue lives on. His short wild life, his poetry, his sly unification of the Scots in the face of English oppression, and the music. A red, red rose, sweet Afton, and the one everybody sings at least once a year that brings tears to our eyes and makes us feel as if we're all a little bit Celtic. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting and a proud descendant of the McLaren clan, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.
This year's Burns Night was a private event, but the Black Hills Celtic Society throws a public Burns Night every other year. On alternate years, they have a public celebration for St. Patrick's Day. That's scheduled for March 18th.